Hello, thank you for holding. Am I speaking with Trevor?
Yes.
Great, Trevor. My name is Dan Nelson with Local Splash. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good to hear. Another day in paradise, right?
Yeah, cold paradise.
Right. So your company is Lakestar Electric LLC. Is that correct?
That's right.
Yep. Perfect. Okay, and I see we've spoken to you in the past, right? So you've considered first page placement on Google before?
I've done it before, but it just didn't seem to, worth it.
Really? Okay. So you used a company, or were you running Google Ads on your own, or can you tell me a little more about that?
It was PageHub.
PageHub. Okay. Got it. So they did like your website. I'm assuming that's why it's down currently, right?
It is, and I don't want to bring a website back up.
Gotcha.
I don't want a website.
Okay. Did you get first page placement while you were with them or no?
I think I did.
You did. And
but it was only like
traffic.
If I was close to home, then it was, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If I searched for an electrician near me, if I was at home, I'd pop right up. If I was 20 miles away and I searched for an electrician near me, I had to go down maybe 30.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
To find my name pop up.
So lack of, and that's how the map section works. It's kind of like when you search a gas station, right? Like gas station near me,
right.
It's not going to show you gas stations 20 miles away. It'll show you the ones like right next to you, you know? So,
right.
What I'd recommend for you to get you like, cause you weren't getting leads either, right? Like phone calls, it sounds like.
Sometimes, but even with nothing going on right now, I still get people to call me and say they found me online.
Okay. So what I'd recommend to you, it's going to help with the radius issue, and it'll help with you getting more, like, solidified leads where they're actually calling you. We do have a program called Google Guaranteed. Have you heard of that before? Do you know how it works?
I don't think so,
Okay. All right. So what it is, it's a pay-per-lead program directly through Google. And in my opinion, it's the best lead program on the market currently. Okay, and here's why. These leads from Google Guaranteed are only sent to you. So you don't, like, share the lead with other companies. And it comes through via phone call. Now, the kicker on it, and this is really why it's becoming so popular, you only pay for qualified leads. Meaning, when that lead calls you, if you schedule an appointment with them, like if you schedule an estimate, or if you quote them, like go over pricing, right? Those are the only two things considered a qualified lead that you would be charged for. If it's anything other than that, you're automatically not charged. Does that make sense so far?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Now, there are a couple requirements to qualify for that program. The main reason they call it Google Guaranteed, Trevor, isn't because it's guaranteeing you leads. It's actually called that because it's guaranteeing the potential client of your work. So Google's saying, hey, we back this company. They even offer up to $2,000 of insurance if the client was to book your services through Google Guaranteed. Okay? So let me pull up the requirements. Give me one quick second here. All right. Okay, Michigan State Electrical Contractor License or a Michigan Electrical Master License. Do you have either one of those?
I have both.
Yeah, both. Awesome. Okay, let me check the insurance requirement. One sec. All right. I'm the main person that sets these up here, so you're talking to the right person.
Okay.
All right, let me see. Okay, electrician, Michigan. Okay, you'll need liability insurance on the company, a minimum amount of $100,000. Do you currently have that?
Yeah, I've got $1 million.
You got $1 million. Okay, perfect. So you're golden there. So you have the required license.
I think it's $1 million. Like it's $1 million and slash $2 million for something else. I don't know.
Right.
I got
plenty. So you're way over the $100,000 though.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so you have the license requirement, insurance. The other requirement, there is a review requirement. You need 5 reviews to activate. You already have 11, so you're golden there.
Uh-huh.
So the last requirement would be on any face-to-face employees. In other words, if you have a big crew of guys, but you're the main person talking to the clients, Trevor, I'll show you a workaround, but you'll have to go through a background check. Would that be fine?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. I always feel awkward asking that one.
And I don't have any employees. It's just me.
It's just you. Okay, so the background check would just be on you then. You would just put 1 owner, 0 field workers. Okay, so it sounds like you'll pass the background, you're licensed, you're insured, you have the required amount of reviews, so you do qualify for this program. I'm sure you want to know what your lead fees would be, right?
Right.
Right.
And if there's like a normal month-to-month minimum kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm going to get into all that. So the cost per qualified lead for the electrician vertical, it's actually really good. It's a $14.67 per lead.
Okay.
Google.
And that's like everything from somebody, that's like from everything from somebody who wants a ceiling fan hung to a house wired.
No, so you're going to have a list of subcategories. In the electrician vertical, that includes, oh man, there's a lot of them. Install light fixtures, repair light fixtures, install outlets or switches, replace or upgrade panel. The list goes on and on. Remodel.
Generators, all that.
Exactly. So you don't have to turn all those subcategories on. You just want to turn the type of jobs that you want. But correct, regardless of the type of job, it's $14.67 per lead.
Okay.
Now, Google does, like you asked earlier, they do require a minimum budget. This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. You could always set a higher budget if you'd like. Okay, like I got a guy in New York. He sets a 200 lead budget a month, but he has multiple crews and he does the whole state, you know? So, the minimum I'm required to go over for 13 leads, that's at $192. Okay.
A month,
correct, if you're taking on 13 leads. So the way that works is whatever lead budget you set, it rolls over. So let's say you did the minimum budget requirement at 13 leads, and you took on 13 qualified leads. You scheduled an appointment or quoted each lead that came through. The next month, you're charged $192 to replenish your lead budget. Okay. Now, let's say I'm going to use one lead as an example just to make the math easier on myself. let's say you take on one qualified lead and you decide to pause your leads for whatever reason. You're booked out, you don't have any crew, so if you go on vacation, like whatever it is, okay? Or let's
turn them off.
Exactly, you can turn them off.
So it's like Angie's List.
Similar, but the major difference between this and Angie's is you don't share the leads. So the leads are only sent to you. And the other major factor is you only pay for qualified leads. So Angie's, you have to manually dispute. With Google Guaranteed, it's automatically done for you.
What's automatically done?
So let's say I call and I'm trying to sign you up for marketing, right? That would be considered a solicitation call. You're not charged for that lead. Or let's say somebody clicks on you, a call from Google Guaranteed, and it's out of your service radius. They're like, hey, we want you to come out 50 miles, but it's not in your radius. You're automatically not charged for that lead, okay? Or let's say they call, and this doesn't happen typically, but let's say they call and they're like, hey, we want you to remove a tree. it's not a service you provide. You would automatically not be charged for that lead. But with Angie's, they charge you for everything that comes in, is what I hear. And then you have to call to dispute it, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. I hear from all you guys. You know, I listen.
we get these leads from Angie's List, and then we call the people, and we just get ghosted, and then we're stuck with paying the lead.
Well, here's the thing. On Angie's, right, they buy their own spot on Google. So if you search like electrician near me, right, you're going to see 25 best electricians, and it's an Angie paid position. if you click on that, they have you fill out like this long lead form. And then sometimes I've heard, you know, like they might not put in the right information, you know? They're just trying to figure out how much it costs, so they're putting in bogus numbers and emails, and, you know, so you guys get the lead and they don't answer. Well, the client didn't
know.
They're
just window shopping.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, so this is different. It actually comes through as a phone call. So they're actually calling you directly. And the way Google, mm-hmm. like, knows if it's qualified or unqualified is everybody that qualifies for Google Guaranteed, it's not their phone number. It's a Google rotating number, which will forward to your phone. So it's recorded mm-hmm. by Google bots, like AI, basically, which picks up if it's qualified okay. or unqualified, you know?
Is the call identified? It says what it is?
It does. So it'll be a voice recording when you pick up. It'll say it's a local service ad lead, like, which LSA is just another term for Google Guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Great question. Okay. And then safeguard it too. We give you a tracking system which shows you every lead that comes through, and it will say paid mm-hmm. or unpaid next to it, which essentially means qualified or unqualified.
When that lead rings through, is it my local area code or is it some crazy San Bernardino, California area code?
No, it's your local area code. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Good. Because a lot of those strange area codes, if they're outside of Michigan, I just keep calling them.
You mean the person calling, not the phone number on the Google Guarantee page. The person calling, it's going to be whatever area code they're calling from. Like, it'll come through on
your their number.
As their number, correct. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, because when I get something through Angie's, it would be, you know, a recording, a 1-800 number, and I don't even get the owner, the homeowner's number. I have to dial an extension.
No, this is their actual phone number that's calling you. Like, it'll say local service ad lead, right? But it's their actual number calling.
But it'll come up on caller ID as a lead.
Correct. Local service ad. So it'll say LSA lead, and it'll have their phone number. So you'll know it's a Google Guaranteed
lead. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay.
That way I'm not rolling the dice when I pick up.
Yeah. You know it's a lead when you answer, you know.
Okay.
So I would really push for estimates, you know, and kind of probe on the call too, like, because if it's like a solicitation or out of your radius, if you don't book an appointment or quote them, Google's not going to charge you for the lead, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, so just to go back, let's say you take on one lead, you decide to pause it, or let's just say that month, whatever, it's a slow month, you only got one qualified lead, whatever the case, right? The next month, mm-hmm. you're not charged $192. You're only charged for that one lead you took on, the $14.67 to replenish your $192 lead budget. Does that make sense?
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah, you're good. You're good. I'm glad. So let me explain it. Let's say six leads, okay? So let's say you have Google Guaranteed turned on. You have a minimum budget of 13 leads. And let's say you take on six qualified leads and you're booked mm-hmm. out. You're like, man, I need to pause my leads now. Or let's say, you got six qualified leads that month. You didn't get 13. Okay. The mm-hmm. next month, you're not charged the $192. You're going to be charged for six leads, which will be $14.67 times six, which is $88.90. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Okay. So the $192 budget, yes, it's monthly, but that's only if you take 13 leads on. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Perfect.
Now what if you take on 14?
You can't go over
13,
the budget.
Does it just cap out?
13's capped if you set that budget. So if you have a 13 lead budget, you can't go over the budget you set. If you reach your budget at 13 and you want to add more, all you have to do is call, text, or email in, and we can add to your lead budget. But you have to approve that.
Copy that. Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
And you're, like, we assign a lead technician to your company, too. They'll break it down. Like, let's say you do a 40 lead budget a month, and you're like, hey, I want 10 leads each week, they can even cap your leads for the week if you want. So you get 10 week one, 10 week two, et cetera, you know?
Okay. Yep.
Yeah, so you have a lot of wiggle room with that. Whatever lead budget you set, we don't charge that until we finish the Google Guaranteed application process. That's where we submit your license, your insurance, run your background check. What we send in writing, okay, that process can take 4 to 8 weeks. I'm the main person that sets these accounts up here, though. When you get everything to us ASAP, like I'm talking day one, typically we have you approved in about 2 to 3 weeks, realistically. Okay?
Okay.
Now, we do charge, there's a one-time application / management fee. This is to, like, run the background, get you approved. This is a one-time fee, so it's not a renewal. You pay it one time, you never have to pay it again. That is for $250.
Okay.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to shoot you everything in writing right now. You're still, it's lakestarelectric@gmail.com, right?
That's right.
Okay. So I sent you an email titled Google Guaranteed. What I'm going to do is reply to the email too with your vertical, which just means your category, okay? The cost per qualified lead, what the minimum budget requirement is. And I'm going to copy and paste all the subcategories, too. It, that way you can see them in writing. Okay?
All right.
All right. Just give me one sec. This is way different, right, than what you used before?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. But, I mean, they've all kind of got their little things.
Yeah. Well, this particular one, like, I've been here 7.5 years. I'm actually the one that even talked to you about our program, our base program back in 2023. This particular program, Google Guaranteed, it's the best product Google has. It's the best lead program on the market too. With like what you did with PayChub in the map section, you have a monthly rate. We offer packages that do that as well. The thing with local SEO, like that map section though, is you pay that monthly regardless. Like if you get zero calls, you're still paying the monthly. With Google Guaranteed though, it's more foolproof because, like, this hasn't happened to any of my Google Guaranteed clients, but let's say it did. Let's say you got zero calls, like zero leads. You would literally pay $0. You know what I'm saying? So, and it's super fair because, like, you don't share the leads. You only pay for qualified leads. Like, it's an amazing platform for sure.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So I sent you that email. Let me just verify. So how far do you want to target on Google Guaranteed?
Like a mileage radius?
Yeah, and here's the thing. It's not like the map, okay? The Google Guaranteed section, once you're approved, we're going to be able to target that entire area. You don't have to do a mile radius. You can even do counties, cities. Some clients do zip codes. Like, it's completely up to you.
Okay. It'd probably be counties then.
Okay. Go ahead and list them off for me.
Jackson.
Okay.
Jackson County. Lenawee.
Lenawee. Okay.
Say Calhoun and Hillsdale.
Hillsdale. Okay. Got it. Just so you know, on the application, it'll have you submit that again, okay? But I got on our notes Jackson County, Lenawee, Calhoun, Hillsdale. I'll check my spelling in a second.
Okay. I think that's a four cluster county or four, like a clover leaf.
Okay. Got it. So it's not an actual radius. Yeah. Most clients I talk to, they don't do an actual circle, you know?
Right. Yeah. There's so many lakes around here. You might have to drive 30 miles to go 10.
Right. Makes perfect sense. This phone number. So remember the leads, the way it comes through, it's going to forward to your phone. So it comes through as LSA lead.
Okay.
Do you want those going to the 517-262-0747 number?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Yes.
All right. And the business, it's registered as Lakestar Electric LLC. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. And just so you know, on Google Guaranteed, we have to place it how it's registered. So you don't have the choice to like put the LLC or not. You have to do it as it's registered. Okay.
Yeah.
The business address, is it the 3525 Jefferson Road?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right. And that address doesn't show on the Google Guaranteed page, just so you know. Okay.
Okay, good, because that's my house.
Okay. And we do, so I know you don't have a website right now. With our Google Guaranteed only clients, we do offer website design if you'd like. What I can do, I'll shoot you, it's included too at no additional charge, okay? I'll shoot you a text message of what a like an electrician website would look like. We give you full access to it too, okay? So you're able to like get into it anytime you'd like, and it's fully customizable. Our timeline to have it up and running for you is 7 to 14 days, okay? So it'll actually even be approved before your Google Guarantee page is approved usually, okay?
Okay, yep.
All right, perfect. And let's see, okay, for like all your email confirmations too, you want those to the lakestarelectric@gmail.com, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right. Next step to this, Trevor, what I'm going to do, I'm going to assign a lead technician to your company. They just want to meet you. So they're going to go over, like, how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly. You could always start at that minimum budget, too, like I mentioned. And very, very important, they're going to be able to push your application through, which I'm going to have sent to you via email and via text message here shortly. Now, okay. Even though I'm not your actual lead technician, I'm super active in my Google Guaranteed accounts. So I'm going to send you a text with my direct line and extension. When you get a chance, save that in your phone, okay? If you ever have questions, you just call me directly, okay?
Okay.
All right. And let's see. Oh, Trevor Hammondtree, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right. So before I schedule your appointment with your lead technician and have the application sent to you via email and via text message, for the one-time application fee, the card you're going to be using, is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
Both.
Okay. Billing address, is it the same 3525 Jefferson Road?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And the card, is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
I think it's a Visa.
Okay. Remember, this is just for that one-time application fee. This is not a renewal fee. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Ready for that card number when you are.
And this is going to be how much?
It's $250.
Okay.
Okay. That covers, like, your background, getting you approved for Google Guaranteed. Even when you, like, have to renew it, like, after the insurance expires, et cetera, you don't have to pay it again. You only pay this one time. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Ready when you are.
5107.
Oh, hold on. I think it's a MasterCard. Give me 1 second. Okay, I'm ready now. Yeah.
Okay, 5107.
Okay.
4620.
Mm-hmm.
0053.
Mm-hmm.
1676.
All right. Expiration?
07/26.
All right. And the CVV code?
844.
All right. Give me one quick second. Let me just assign your package here. In a second, you're going to get an email that says your Google Guaranteed campaign has begun. It's going to have a bunch of stuff on there, but the main thing is it's going to have the link for the application. Okay? So give me just one sec.
Okay. And I can just fill that out online. It's got, like, values that I can just fill in. I don't have to print something out.
Correct. You don't have to print anything out. It's a one-page form, right? Now, I'm going to give you a couple tips on it. As I'm assigning the package, I'll give you those tips right now. So for security purposes, after 5 minutes, it deletes the information. So when you fill it out, you're going to want to do it in one sitting, essentially. Okay?
Okay.
Now, it's going to have you submit your license on there and your insurance. I always recommend to start with that. That way you can if you don't have it like readily available, you're able to get it, you know?
Right.
Now, the background check, too, it's done by two different companies. One is Pinkerton, very trusted company. The other is Evident as well. Now, if Pinkerton is doing your background check, no other information is required other than what's on the application, like Social Security, date of birth, et cetera. Okay?
Yep.
Now, 9 times out of 10, I've noticed it's Evident that does the background checks. If Evident is doing your background check, they're also going to require you to scan the front and back of your driver's license. So for the onboarding appointment, just in case it is Evident, have your driver's license with you. That way they'll send you the text to scan your ID or driver's license while you're there. Okay?
Okay.
Now, it's going to have you also put in your counties that you're targeting. And then when you pull the application up, since you don't have any field workers, even if you sub guys, just put 0 field workers, put 1 owner. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And it's super easy, brother. Once you see it in just a second here, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. All right. Let me make sure you get those emails too. You should get an initial invoice and you're going to get a Google Guaranteed Campaign Begins email here.
Okay. I'm going to look right now.
Yeah. If you can, pull up the initial invoice first.
Yeah, that's in here.
Okay, perfect. So on the initial invoice, okay, when you pull that one up, the 5th line down, there's going to be a blue hyperlink. It'll say, please click here to accept subscription terms. Okay, so go ahead and click that. And then, okay, so you're on a Google Guaranteed Only campaign. So scroll past, ignore Google Business Profile Optimization, Google Business Profile Access, directory submissions. You will see my site custom website. I threw that in there for you at no additional charge. So there's no fees to it that will reflect at the bottom of your invoice. Okay? You'll scroll past Facebook business page access, Facebook ads, Google ads. None of that is in this. You're on a Google Guaranteed Only campaign. And I threw a my site in too. So where you see Google Guaranteed, that's what... like, that's everything we just went over, basically. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. After you reviewed everything, at the bottom, it'll have you check a couple boxes, and it'll have you type your name in and hit confirm. Once you do that, it will take you to a username and password screen. That is for your tracking and reporting system. Okay?
Okay.
All right, your username and password for your tracking system will be in the welcome email. And when you log into that, I have you on a Google Guaranteed Only campaign. So all you're going to focus on really is the lead section after you're active too. Okay?
Okay.
All right, let me know if you have any questions on there.
No, I don't think so. I just typed my name in and all that, so.
Okay, perfect. So you should be on the username password screen now, right?
I am, yep.
Okay, so the username password is in the welcome email, but you don't really have to worry about logging into that until we get you activated anyways. So don't even worry about it, okay?
Okay.
Do me a favor, go to the Google Guaranteed Campaign Begins email. That's going to be the main one for you. Let's see. Okay, let me pull it up. Okay, so under getting started, so if you scroll down, it should say, hello, Trevor, what is Google Guaranteed, right? You're on that page?
Maybe.
You might be on the wrong email. So I sent you one titled Google Guaranteed. There's going to be one from local / support too, titled Google Guaranteed Campaign Begins.
Okay, I think I'm on the one that says Google Guaranteed.
Yeah, that's the one for me. So you'll want to go to the one from local / support.
Okay, I'm on that.
Okay, so...
I see the username and password.
Okay, do you see where it says application form, though? just want to make sure you get to that.
I don't see anything that says that.
Okay, might be the wrong email. So it'll be the first email that was sent to you after my email. So it should be from Local Splash Support. So right below the Local Splash initial invoice, it should say Google Guarantee Campaign Begins. I'm going to resend it right now just so it's at the top.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Please.
Yeah, I got you, brother. I just always want to make sure you guys could get to the application, you know?
Right.
It says in processing. Okay, should have just went through. So if you hit refresh, it should be the newest email.
It came through as a text, I think.
Did it? I think the text automatically triggers too. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, now I found the email. I'm on it.
Okay. So do you see the blue hyperlink? It'll say, application form.
I do.
Okay. So that's going to be the application form. That's that one page form, right? That you want to fill out.
Mm-hmm.
I would start with the insurance and the license for sure. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Now, try to have that filled out before your onboarding appointment with your Google Guaranteed Tech. I'm going to schedule that for you right now. When are you going to be able to have the application done? Let me ask you that.
I can have it done by close of business.
Okay, so do you want to do the onboarding tomorrow then?
How long does that typically take?
We block off a 30-minute window. Usually, the call's very quick. It's usually like a 10-15-minute time frame, sometimes quicker.
Is that something we could do on Monday?
Yeah, we absolutely can.
I have a busy day tomorrow.
Yeah, for sure. So let me pull up Monday. We can, too. Like, if you wanted to do it later tonight, I have as late as a 6:30 appointment. If you wanted it tonight, too.
No, I'd rather not.
Okay, let's do Monday. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, Monday, the earliest they have is 10:30 a.m. The latest they have is 6:30. And they have the majority of the slots in between. What time works best for you?
Let's just do that 10:30.
10:30, awesome. Okay, so you're going to get an email calendar invite. It'll say Local Splash. LSA onboarding, okay? 1 hour before the appointment, you'll get an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know it's coming.
Okay.
Oh, all and right. That call, yep. Trevor, is going to come from our 877 number, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right, brother. Congratulations, man.
That's it.
Yes, sir. All that's right, it. Thanks. We're rocking and rolling.
All right. Good deal.
All right. You have a good one. Talk to you on Monday.
Yep, you all too. Right,
bye.
Yep.